Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. You can still talk about dating, which is something we've been discussing throughout the show tonight. One really lousy idea for a date would be to go to a movie, because you really can't talk during a movie, and so how can you really get to know somebody? It's just a way to kill a couple of hours.
I mean, you have that thing that you could, like, put the hole in the bottom of the popcorn bag, but you know, other than that.
Yeah, I agree. Going to go see a movie is it's a lousy first date, but... But after, like, after a couple of days and you've gotten to know the person a little bit, and certainly in a committed relationship, like, going to a movie is fun.
Sure.
But it's definitely not
a
good...
If you know the person.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, it's not a very good first-time date, for sure.
Yeah. When I no longer have to ask permission before I put my hand down your shirt, then the movie's a good time.
By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Danica.
And Cantwell.
So, the news about this, and it's been all over the place, this is from one of the... Upworthy kind of sites, Up Rocks. Regal Cinemas will now search your bag when you see a movie, and people have mixed feelings. That's the headline. It's the end of an era for rule enforcement at the movie theater, at least when it comes to Regal Entertainment. The chain has apparently amended their rules to search any and all bags entering the theater to enforce tighter security following a string of shootings at movie theaters in the past few years. It seems like a rule that has always been on the books, but Mashable notes that many theatergoers noticed the heightened change earlier this month in places like Texas, Virginia, and Florida, with some theaters even adding signage to notify customers of the additional security. They actually have a photo of one of these signs from WPTV, which says, "For the safety and comfort of all of our guests, backpacks and bags of any kind are subject to inspection prior to entry into this facility." Now, it doesn't say anything about no guns allowed on that sign. Now, maybe there's another sign somewhere else that says no guns allowed. But if you're going to carry a gun into a movie theater, you can put it in the small of your back and carry it in on your body, and that will not be subject to a search.
Right. Well, that's in the case of a handgun, where we've had these situations that are mass shootings. A lot of times they're bringing a rifle in there. But I'm just also just picturing this thing like, what, some minimum wage movie worker is going to go check your bag, and then he's going to go find like a bag full of AKs and AR-15s, and it's going to be like that scene from The Matrix where he walks into the building at the end, and the guy's like, "Holy sh!"
Yeah,
the dump button. I'm better than that.
You knew.
Yeah. You remember that scene though?
When it's remember that scene. That's
when
a great
it's at the
scene.
End, where he's gonna go rescue Morpheus, and he puts the thing through the metal detector, and they're like,
and he shoots him on both
your
sides.
Pockets. Yeah, and he's got guns all over the place, and the guy's like, "What the?" And so, I could just imagine some $7.25 an hour movie theater worker is like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to take your machine gun, sir." Like, I don't think it's gonna pan out so well.
Yeah, by then it's too late.
Yeah, if you want to go shoot up a movie theater, I think that you'll probably open fire before they confiscate your weapons.
Now, I've been to a theater where this happened, and it was one of the situations where I'd already traveled quite a ways to go to the theater, and so I felt like, ah, crap. You know, I should go through this because I'd already gone through all this effort to be in this place.
Sure, yeah.
But it was the first time I encountered something like this, and they were searching people's bags, ostensibly looking for cameras back then. This is years ago. Right, so the idea was that, there's these people that will go in, they'll take a video camera and a tripod or something, they'll set up in the back of a movie theater, they'll actually record what's going on screen, they will then capture that into a computer and upload that to various different pirate movie websites. They're called telecines, I think, is the term for that.
Yeah.
Awful, in my opinion. I can't understand why anyone would want to watch
a movie
like that.
I've seen a couple of ones that were pretty decent, but most of the time they come out really bad.
But yeah, they look bad. You know the sound's going to suck.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're picking up the soundtrack from the speakers, and, you know, so that's not a good way to record sound is when you're recording.
And plus whatever clapping or yelling that the audience is doing, too.
You'll pick that up, too. Or anybody standing up in front of the camera.
You definitely want to do this in a white neighborhood.
So I don't know what that's supposed to mean. You're suggesting black people are more raucous in a movie theater?
That black people talk in theaters, yes. I'm making that suggestion. And I invite anybody who lives in a black neighborhood to call in and correct me.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That happened years ago where they wanted to search bags for ostensibly for people with video cameras. And I can understand the motivation there. I get that. You know, they don't want people recording the movies so people don't go to the theater and don't spend their money at the theater, and therefore the theater goes out of business. I get that. But then, you know, the theaters came up with something that really couldn't be replicated at the home very easily, which is 3D.
Yeah.
So 3D started happening in I think it was 2009 with the Avatar.
Something like that, yeah.
James Cameron's Avatar was the real first big 3D release. And that gives people, I think, the gimmick that they need, the excuse to go to the movie theater as opposed to just waiting for it to come out on Blu-ray or DVD. You know, if you can go and watch something in 3D, that's a gimmick that's hard to create.
Well, some movies just do look better on the big screen. I mean, come on, Star Wars looks amazing on
the
big screen.
If you're a fan of a movie, you got to see it on the big screen, right? But it's getting easier to have a big screen experience at the home.
Sure.
It's not that expensive.
And some movies you're like, yeah, I want to go see that, but it's not worth the drive. You know,
not worth the $10. Not worth the drive.
I'll wait for it to come out in video or whatever.
And it's certainly not worth having your privacy violated, right? So if going to the movies was a cool thing, it's now become, at least at Regal Cinemas, a lot less cool. Because you're getting shaken down before you go into the theater. And I think that we all know what this is really about.
Concessions.
It's about concessions.
No more candy for you. I have a funny story about that. I once snuck in a bunch of KFC chicken in my purse.
Was it hot? Like, could you smell it?
It was pretty, I mean, it was right out of the theater, but
right out of the KFC?
Right, and we were trying to go in, and we were running late, and it was Johnson, actually, that was with me, and he said, just stuff it in your purse. I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, no, just put it in your purse. I'm like, no,
the
we're eating here.
The whole bucket, or what? What did it come in?
It was like 12 pieces, I think, like of the 10.
Doesn't that come in a bucket?
It comes in a bucket. And
it's a big purse.
I wrapped it up in the plastic bag, stuck it in the compartment, zipped it up, went in, and no one looked
in my
bag.
So you took the chicken out of the bucket, put it in a plastic bag?
Put in plastic bag it was in there. Yeah, I wouldn't stick it in my purse. There'd be grease everywhere.
Yeah.
That would not be cool.
No, that would not.
And it was a nice purse, so I would not let that happen.
There's a big grease stain at the bottom of your purse.
That would not fly. We would have serious issues. But we snuck it in. We had gotten some drinks at the Dollar Theater and snuck
it
in.
Here we go, Cantwell. Tyrone is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Tyrone.
Hey,
you're on the air with Chris Cantwell and Danica and Ian. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that I've never listened to Free Talk Live for a long time now. And, you know, I've never really... Excuse me?
I said, I'm glad that you've been listening for a long time. What's up?
Yeah. But, you know, it's just something about that Cantwell person you got on there. Every cell in my body dislikes this person.
You're in good company, sir.
He also dislikes himself, so don't worry.
Yeah. You're in good company being, you know, totally put off by me. There's no shortage of people out there who feel the same way. Could you be more specific?
Oh, it's just everything.
Everything about you. Just Ugly Kid Joe and just everything about me you hate.
What do you think about Cantwell's comment about black people going to the movies?
Ask Cantwell how many black people do you know?
I know a few, but I live in Keene.
But you come from Long Island,
Yeah, I'm
right?
from Long Island, and I've had a number of black friends. And I know that once I say I have black friends, that means I'm automatically racist, of course. But I mean, I'm saying, like,
you dated a black girl.
Yeah, I dated a couple black girls. And so I certainly, you know, have... I'm not even going to try. But do you live in a black neighborhood? Do you go to the movies once in a while?
No, I don't listen to movies at all.
All right. So he doesn't even want to go to the movies, right?
You can't comment, I guess, on that question. Look,
went a couple times, and it was miserable, so he stopped going.
So, but Tyrone, you can't put your finger on why Cantwell's so offensive. It's just something about the totality of who he is that just rubs you the wrong way.
Yeah, and then he's so sure of himself that it's just like everything that comes out of his mouth is like just the gospel. When in actuality, I mean, he's just talking. I mean, he's not insane to me most of the time.
So, like, but the thing is, though, like, when I speak, I try to speak with a certain level of authority because I presume what I say to be true until somebody provides me with evidence to the contrary, right? I mean, if I'm saying something, I better believe it, right?
I've seen you change your mind about stuff.
Happens from time to time.
You've got that intellectual capability. Tyrone, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight here. If you want to have it out with Chris, you're welcome to do so here. The toll-free number is 855-453. And especially if you got thoughts on this bag search policy at Regal Cinemas, this is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. When's the last time you went to the movie theater? People are going less often, I think, these days than ever before with the rise of home theater-style entertainment. It's not a inexpensive thing to go and get a 50-inch or larger screen for your den or your dining room or living room or wherever it is you put those things.
I love going to movies. I just don't go to movies as often as I used to.
Why?
Because the movie theaters here in Keene suck.
Oh, you're so mean to the poor Keene cinemas. You know what?
Yeah, I enjoy walking on the floor, having old soda stuck to my flip-flops.
Lots of theaters are like that.
Having stale popcorn and having very uncomfortable seating and outdated technology.
Wow. You are spoiled, spoiled, spoiled. Let me give you some perspective, Danica, as somebody who's actually been in Keene for close to a decade. When I got here, the movie theater in town that you're referencing, they didn't even have digital in all the theaters. They had two theaters of their six or whatever that could actually show 3D prints. That happened a couple of years after I moved here. So initially there wasn't any 3D. And then finally when 3D came out, they flipped one or two of their theaters to 3D. Prior to that, they'd only had two theaters that even had surround sound. So all of the theaters, like four out of the six theaters, just had stereo sound. So it was really like you were going into the 1980s when you went into that theater.
That'd be
now. Now, here we are in 2015, the theater you're complaining about, and it's not the best theater in the world, but at the very least, they actually have digital projection in all six theaters now, so you're not dealing with film anymore at Keene Cinemas. They also have surround sound in all of the theaters, so that's nice to have, which was that was a huge problem for me. It was like, I've got surround sound at home. Why would I want to go see a movie if you guys don't even have surround sound
in the movie theater? It's just so dirty. Like, I feel like I have to take a shower before I go to the theater and then take a shower when I get back. Like, wow. It's gross. No thanks.
So, whether you're sick of movie theaters or not, Bitcoin is becoming a big deal all around the world, and maybe you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin. Well, you can do that over at ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting cryptocurrency. Whether it's Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin, they can hook you up. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business. And if you're in most of the U.S. or Canada, you're good to go at ExpressCoin.com. If you're in the New York state, sorry, you're screwed. There are a couple of other states that don't like Bitcoin, but most people in the U.S. and Canada can use ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it right from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. In fact, we've even seen Bitcoin vending machines shutting down in New York State now. It's gotten really bad there really fast since the BitLicense has come about. But for those of you in the rest of North America, check them out. ExpressCoin.com. When you're there, use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at ExpressCoin.com. The story is from UpRocks.com. Regal Cinemas apparently announcing official policy to have the option that bags or backpacks of any kind are subject to inspection. That doesn't mean they're going to inspect everybody. It doesn't mean they have an obligation to do it, but they certainly are reserving the right to do so. And at some screenings, some showings, they are doing so. We'll tell you more about that. How do you feel about it? To me, this gives people, in my opinion, this gives people another reason to stay home, to not go out to the movie theaters at all. But how do you feel? Charlie's on the line listening in Arizona to K-Talks out of Needles, California. Hey, Charlie. Charlie, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gang. It's Friday, and I thought I'd go ahead and give you guys a funny story on searches.
Yeah, please.
Years ago, me and my friend and our girlfriends went to see Boston and
the band, Boston Seger, the band,
in concert.
Okay.
And actually, Seeger was the opening act. So this was years ago, but they were not only searching bags, they were frisking everybody.
Oh.
And
how did you feel about that at that time?
Well, I didn't care. I took an entire fifth of Ouzo into the venue.
So you successfully got past the search.
No, not a problem. You just have to know how to do it right.
Where did you store the fifth of Ouzo?
Right in the front of my pants.
There you go.
Nice.
And you just got to act like, hey, go ahead and grab me there. I'd like it, buddy. It was real easy. But I'll tell you what, our girlfriends had to help us out. And every one of the security people were astounded. They were looking at us like we came off the dark side of the moon. You know, where did they come from? Because, you know, a fifth of ouzo is pretty potent. But I thought I'd liven things up. You know, if somebody wants to take something somewhere, they can do it.
If they've got the drive, they certainly can, and the creativity. Thanks, Charlie, for the call tonight. What did I see online? I saw a picture of a woman sneaking something into a concert using her hair. And I forget if it was like a bottle of alcohol. I forget exactly what she stuck in there. It was something that was, I feel like alcohol would be too heavy.
I don't know, but I think the picture that you're referencing, I know I've seen, but it was really recent where she put a ponytail hair around vodka.
So it was vodka.
The picture from, if you're describing the same picture, then
maybe it was. I remember I was shocked at, like, oh my God, you could carry that in your hair. So what she did was she had like a tie off on the top of her head, like right where the hair came off the back of her head, and then she had another tie off at the bottom of her hair, and she stuck the bottle of vodka in between those two tie offs, and it held inside her hair, and like it was no problem.
I could probably do the same thing with my hair.
We just went to a Motley Crue concert at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and they check people on the way in there. They want you to buy booze from their vendors, obviously.
Sure.
And Connecticut liquor laws, by the way, I don't know if you're familiar with this, they're awful. Like, they won't give you, like, you can't buy two drinks inside of 20 minutes. Like, you have to, it's ridiculous.
What?
It's so stupid, yeah.
How do they know?
I could not even go up. I was there with two women, so I went to go buy three beers, and they would not sell me three beers.
Because they weren't with you, the women weren't standing.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So stupid.
Wow.
And so we brought liquor in there, obviously. So I go and we know that they're going to search us. So I like taped a fifth of Jack to the inside of my thigh, you know, and I'm like, you know, they don't, you know, giving you a thorough search or anything like that. But even like I had to leave my gun at home, obviously. And I just had my flashlight on the side of me. And it's so stupid. They're like, well, you can't have the flashlight on there. And my date goes, I'll put it in my purse.
And that was okay.
Like, what the hell is that? You have to take my flashlight away, but she can have it. What's wrong with you idiots?
We don't like a flashlight. It's not couture.
Well, that was a pretty smooth move on her part, right? Because otherwise you'd have had to walk back to the car or whatever.
Yeah, it would have been ridiculous. It would be like, fine, here, take my flashlight. I'll go buy another one, you idiot.
My flashlight is
a weapon. Like, it has, like, the crenulated bezel that you could, like, smash somebody's face in with, and that'd be really uncomfortable. But
well, it's a smart move on her part. She just used her privilege as a lady to kind of get
a favor. I'll put that flashlight in my purse, and all of a sudden this is not a problem.
Right.
So I certainly prefer not to be searched when I go into places. But I mean, we're talking about an institution essentially. It's private property. They have, you know, the right to to monopolize, you know, food sales.
They
in their
have
place
the right, and we have the right to complain about it, and we have the right to point out that this is a counterproductive thing, in my opinion, for Regal Cinemas to start searching people's bags, or at least make it more of a policy. Because I'm pretty sure it was actually Regal that I first encountered a search at many years ago. Allegedly over video cameras being snuck into the theater. 855-450-3. Maybe you work in a movie theater. You want to share your perspective? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I know it's private property, and Regal Cinemas can have whatever darn policies they want to about searching people when they come in to do business with them. But it's just so unfriendly. I mean, that, to me, that's just some of the worst customer service you could possibly have. Now, I guess you could argue that if your customers are demanding that they be searched, you know, like that they don't, I won't feel safe coming to your business unless you
please make sure I didn't accidentally bring my gun with me.
Yeah, I mean, if it's true that people are so docile and so compliant today that they're actually welcoming this, then maybe Regal's made the right choice.
I mean, this is the case that I've sort of made about, you know, the TSA and stuff, right? Well, there's a demand for airport security. There's a demand for airline security. People don't like the idea of crashing 30,000 feet into a building, right?
That's true.
And so I imagine that in the absence of the TSA or something like that, and airports, airlines are responsible for their own security, some of them will say, hey, we're going to make sure to go through everybody's stuff with a fine-tooth comb. And other airlines might say, hey, we're going to pass out guns at the beginning of the flight, and you just pop a cap at anybody who gets out of line.
I'd ride the latter.
Yeah, as would I, yeah. You know, and you'd sort of have that.
We could let the market decide exactly. In that case.
And, I mean, we have that in the case of movie theaters. I mean, you might live in a neighborhood where Regal happens to be the only movie theater, but certainly, I'm not aware of any law preventing somebody from opening up another one.
That's true. Regal,
so if Regal's going to search people and AMC is not, then you go over to AMC and you sneak your fried chicken in your purse.
Last I heard, Regal was the biggest player in movie theaters.
Yeah, they've got a number of theaters.
Yeah, I think they may be the number one theater chain. But, you know, Danica, for whatever complaints you had about the local the cinemas, they don't have anyone searching there because they don't even have a large
enough
staff. That is
true. So if I do want to sneak in any more fried chicken or any more candy, I suppose that will be easy to do there.
Yeah, the local place, you buy the ticket and you walk in and then you just go into whatever theater you want to go into. I mean, there's nobody taking tickets
right.
at the local theater. I've never seen it happen. Even during, like, busy times, there's no ticket taker.
And yeah, I know that it's not very nice to sneak in concessions because I know the movie theater, that's how they make their money. They don't make any
yeah.
money off the movie ticket. Like, it's all about the concessions, but I want to bring in a certain kind of candy, and what if you're not serving that kind of candy that I want? I'm going to bring in a different kind.
Is it true, though, they don't make any money off the tickets? I mean, really?
It's very little. It's not nothing, but
right.
it's very little.
I understand that's not the bulk of their
sales. Oh, I had heard that they did make anything, but something could have changed.
It's $12 a ticket.
It's a ridiculously small number, and
yeah.
I don't remember what I used to work.
It's probably a
I used to work
two,
at Lowe's
yeah.
movie theater. I used to work at a movie theater, and they told me what it was, and it was obscene. Like
yeah.
it was like less than a dollar, and that was when movie tickets were like
sure.
$8 or something like that.
Sure, but at the same time, if it is a popular movie and you fill a theater, then you're talking 200-300 seats.
Sure,
then,
yeah.
You know, there's a few hundred bucks there, right?
Yeah.
So there's a volume of scale or a scale. Anyway, let's go on with your phone calls and thoughts here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Movie theater searches, does it make you more or less likely to want to bother to go out to the theater? I say makes me want to stay home. I'll rent a movie or something like that and watch a Netflix or, you know, grab a Blu-ray. Let's continue, though.
What do I need a theater for? I've got Pornhub.
If you care about your privacy while on the Internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data before it gets to your Internet service provider. And they do it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus there's Linux support as well. Unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And now ProXPN has more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about online privacy being infringed? Go to proxpn.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Straight Razor, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Cantwell.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So
hello there.
That definitely counts me out of going to a Regal, to any cinema that's going to search me. I'm definitely not going to do that because there are so many other ways to improve the safety of an area. If you're so afraid of letting the, you know, general public, per se, carry weapons, then you can do other things like have someone in plain clothes that you know is qualified to carry a weapon sit in the theaters. Very, very passive things that you can do that are not going to inconvenience anybody, but at the same time will put someone there who can handle pretty much any situation that comes up. So
now, I don't believe for a second that this is about guns. I just don't buy
no,
it.
No, it's an excuse.
It's an excuse to basically prevent people from bringing in, you know, their own snacks. And let's face it. Look, if we are libertarians, we're people who believe in property rights and contracts. If they're saying, hey, this is our theater and we have a monopoly on the services here, you bring in if part of your agreement in buying the ticket, the terms of use, so that you're not going to bring in food. You're breaking that agreement. You're breaking that contract when you sneak food in. You're not supposed to do it.
But there is no contract. There is no agreement. You don't sign any kind of an agreement when you go and buy a ticket.
Of course, well, you are agreeing to the terms of use for the service, right? If I buy a ticket to the theater, I am agreeing in advance to do things like not masturbate, right? Like, I'm not supposed to do that in Regal theaters. If
sure.
I say, hey, Princess Leia's looking really hot today,
yeah.
and I decide to rub one out, I'm going to get thrown out of my face,
true.
As I should, because
there are certain unspoken agreements yeah. that are
you can't
general
yell fire in a crowded theater. Why? Because the theater owner owner, you know, doesn't want you to do that, well, and it's going to disrupt the experience for other people.
Yeah, it could cause a stampede, and people could get hurt, and it's a real bad idea. There are certain unspoken agreements that are societal agreements, if you will. Like, you know, when you go into a restaurant, it's expected that you pay when you finish eating. You know, somebody who just woke up out of a 500-year-long sleep wouldn't necessarily know that, and, you know, you'd be like Encino Man or whatever.
There's a lot of idiocracy quoting here. I'm liking it.
So that wasn't my intention, but yeah, you're right. Encino Man came before Idiocracy, and it was...
go on.
So anyway, where was I going with that? I don't know. Straight Razor, go ahead.
But I completely agree with that. I think it's more of an excuse to keep items out that we're going to consume, you know, alcohol, those sorts of things. But I also wanted to talk about this dating deal, online dating. And,
yeah, sure.
I think it's a wonderful thing. Now, if you're going...
Wait, you think online dating is a wonderful thing, or the hookup apps, or both?
I think that both of them. I think all of them are great, because now the people who are against all this stuff are generally speaking from some moral set that they have.
Sure, absolutely.
But who are they? Who are they to decide what my moral sets are? So I think really all of these services, because you know they have them where you meet in person also. All of these services are really great, and I think will cut down on loneliness, because now I can decide before I go on a date or before I go meet anybody what my exact intentions are, and then go to the appropriate place for those intentions.
Sure, absolutely. It's just a way for people to find another way that they want to either hook up, or some people may want something more serious, so they go to an actual, like, committed relationship dating website, such as, say, eHarmony or Match.com, or maybe they just want to casually date, not necessarily hook up, and go something like OkCupid. I think it's great.
But might it be negative that we are reducing loneliness? Isn't it true that some people are lonely because they are miserable scum-of-the-earth people who should not be breeding, and OkCupid and Tinder are helping them find that lowest common denominator and continue their awful DNA?
but who are we to say that they can't... Just because they're the scum of the earth doesn't mean that I have the right to decide that they need to be lonely.
No, of course. We're not suggesting that we should go sterilize these people, sir. What I'm saying is that there used to be a little bit of a natural selection. Like you would be in an area and you were just awful and nobody would have sex with you. And now you go on the internet and you find another awful person hundreds of miles away, and then you go and procreate, and this is terrible for the integrity of our species.
Look, there have been plenty of wonderful people that have made terrible kids. So that's kind
true.
Of a moot argument.
Thanks, Straight Razor, for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you, as always. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. They're welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are still welcome to join us, even though we're in the remaining moments of this edition of the show. But don't worry, we do this thing 7 nights a week, live, all 7 nights. And Chris Cantwell does his own show. It's called Radical Agenda. Up until this point, it has been from 5 to 7 on Fridays, but I imagine it won't be from 5 to 7 permanently because you're here at 7 on Fridays.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I do live very nearby to this studio, but not in such a fashion that I can finish my program, do the post-production,
yeah, no
and
fun.
Get here in a fraction of a second.
It's no fun to run around like that anyway. So, what were you thinking? I know at some point you talked about doing 3 episodes of Radical Agenda every week. You're currently doing 1.
Yeah, I've been doing 1 episode, 2 hours once a week, and every once in a while, you know, something came up. Like, we did, like, a special episode when there was the Republican debate, right? So I talked over it. We did an episode, I think I was still calling it Some Garbage Podcast at the time, when I did a Valentine's Day episode. So if you go over to ChristopherCantwell.com/subscribe, then you'll get on my email list, and you'll be notified when these changes and special episodes occur, as well as get email updates with all of my articles. And that's something that you should absolutely do, because I'm very interesting and entertaining, and you want to be hearing from me all the time, but you're just following me on Facebook, and I'm constantly banned because social justice warriors are trying to destroy my career.
Facebook is awful. I mean, I think that what you're doing is a good thing, keeping the content on ChristopherCantwell.com, driving people there. You do great writing, and
you're cranking out,
what, at least a couple articles every week?
Usually. I was a little slow this week because I've been in New York and, you know, going through a number of things, but usually you're going to – I try to write every day. Sometimes that doesn't occur. sure I'm not obligating myself to do that because, you know, when I was making myself right every
day,
some of it was not top quality,
yeah.
Right? I'm going to put out top-notch stuff. I'm only going to put out top-notch stuff, and so it's only going to happen when the creative juices are flowing.
You've got to be inspired.
That's right.
For sure.
So I go and I read about all the awful things that are happening in the world every morning. And
thank you for doing it, Chris, because I don't like to read about that stuff.
Oh, I just go and I read. Not only do I go and read, like, the regular headlines and stuff, but I'll go read the social justice warrior blogs and what all these lunatics are saying on the internet. And it just makes me, like, I want to eat my gun sometimes when I read this stuff.
Like, but instead,
instead I just bang on my keyboard until it sets on fire and makes everybody angry.
So, radical agenda sort of up in the air as to how it's going to shape up, but it's going to continue.
In the next few days, I will announce a solid thing. And the scheduling might change around a little bit because, as you know, I've got a move coming up. I'm moving into a new house, and that's going to change the studio. I'm staying in Keene. Sorry, Boston. I ain't no temporary resident. but I am staying in Keene. I'm just moving for the third time in just over a year. Jeez. I'm just moving across town again, and so I'm moving in with a very wonderful woman who is going to
be a
good influence on my life. And so my scheduling may change around a bit. But if you go to ChristopherCantwell.com/subscribe, you will know all of the updates as they happen. And of course, if you listen to the program on iTunes or Stitcher or watch it later on YouTube, what time it airs live doesn't matter to you because you're just getting it on an RSS feed. So keep on doing that.
Speaking of New York, we got Jose on the line. He's on via Skype. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Unfortunately.
Excellent.
Oh, thanks.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry to hear that you live in New York, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a great city.
No, it's not.
First thing I wanted to do is I want to welcome you back. I think
where
did we go?
Funny.
I find everything you say incredibly funny.
Oh, you're welcoming Chris back.
Yes,
Chris.
Wasn't clear. I'm like, wait,
thank you, sir.
We've been
he thinks
here.
Chris is funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's incredibly funny, and he challenges people and make them think. And I think at the end, you're a teddy bear.
He knows you, Chris. Oh,
trust me, I don't want to help
you. Have you guys ever snuggled?
I think you have a big heart, and you hide it underneath this facade of rage and profanity. And he's incredibly funny, and he's a beautiful character.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, I mean, the people who think I'm just this terrible psychopath are the people who don't even bother to know what's going on, right?
Yeah,
I will address things in a very cold and controversial way at times, but...
Keene police officers who have taken more time to get to know you than probably half the people who are critical of you in the Liberty Movement.
Yeah, that's really absolutely true. A greater percentage of the Keene Police Department likes me than a percentage of the Free State Project.
Hey, Jose, did you call for any other reason besides to welcome Chris back?
Yes. And he's about the Regal thing. And I think you can reduce a lot of problems to one thing. And it's that we live in a culture where it's easier to attack the consequences of things, the symptoms, than the causes. So if you see something like immigration, right, and it's with my heavy accent, you would think that I have something, some beef here. But no, I'm a U.S. citizen. I have nothing. I don't have any beef here. But basically what you're doing is you are basically attacking a consequence, and it's the lack of jobs, right, because of a poor economy, a mismanaged and stolen money by the state. And then you try to blame a group. And that's the easiest thing you can do instead of looking at the economy. And you can see this everywhere, right? You see someone with pimples, and then what you sell is a cream to dry the skin of people instead of looking what is the cause of the pimples, right, and trying to do that.
Yeah.
And I think the case of Regal is exactly the same thing. What they have is they have this dying model where they have overpriced popcorn and junk food, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to use coercion, trying to avoid or trying to
I mean, it's not really coercion.
Yeah, it's not coercion, but
I
see the point that he's making. I mean, it's like trying to do, like, suck down a bunch of Robitussin cough syrup to deal with your lung cancer.
Yeah, that's it. So instead of doing that, they should have, like, decent food, right, and sell decent food. And I wouldn't mind paying for good food
Now, you've been to one of these cinemas, Danica. There's one in Nashua called Chunky's,
yes,
right?
Yes, Chunky's is awesome. Go
they
to
sell,
Chunky's.
Like, real food, don't they?
Yes.
Like, with a waiter that comes out and serves you?
Yeah, not only do they serve real food, they serve you alcohol, too.
So a theater where you can actually get drinks and you can, you know, get
and
real food.
And it's, like, decently priced, too. Like,
and you guys
not...
will drive an hour and a half one direction just to go to this.
Sure,
thing. So
absolutely.
That's a real destination. I think you're onto something there, Jose. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
no
from
problem,
you.
No problem, guys.
Yes, sir. That's
thanks a lot, buddy, for your
City.
Kind words, especially, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, especially after you insulted him.
That's
what your fans like, man.
Chris, the ego is like this big now.
Yeah, a lot of people are tuned in to be strictly for the cruelty, right?
They want to get talked down to.
Yeah, it's been interesting, though, like on Radical Agenda, you know, people call in, and if they do not improve the quality of my program, I will berate them and I will hang up on them. And you know what? That doesn't happen that frequently anymore. They get the idea. About the only one who still calls in who's awful is Dave in New York. And he still calls in once in a while. And
do
it's
you
like,
say to his face?
Well, over the phone, right? Yeah. And I tell him, I make fun of his autism. I'm ruthless.
Yeah, he actually called this week, too, and we had some fun with him. Webkeys on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Webkeys.
Hey, so I was on the listening to the radio today, and I heard about the stock market going seriously down, and I'm looking at it. It was a big drop today. I'm looking at an article right now. It's talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day down 10% from its May record. They're saying the U.S. stocks suffered from their worst loss in 4 years at the end of.
So what's the relevance? Why should people care?
And so I was wondering what you guys thought about how that applies to the commodities markets and to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies and things like that. And what do you think about that?
I don't know that Bitcoin saw that big of a shift over this, but I mean, look, the reason that
not
you should
today.
Care about the stock market is because it's an economic indicator, right? So if the values of, you know, vast swaths of companies are sinking, there's something wrong. That's an indicator of something wrong in the economy. Mm-hmm. It might be that they were artificially inflated, as is often happening. That's the, you know, we're talking about the Federal Reserve hiking rates, and now they've opted not to do that.
Well, there's always some kind of economic meddling going on in the stock market and the banking world. So, I mean, how can you even trust any of that information?
Well, the trick is to have as much of it as possible in order to make predictions, especially if you're into investments and that sort of thing, or trying to prepare for the collapse of the dollar or something like this, right? Now, there's some things that have been going on in China. There's, you know, the very big concerns over Greece. The prime minister just stepped down, which...
In Greece?
Yes. And now he's... Well, and he's holding a snap election, so he might just get reelected and be back in. But the idea being that it creates more instability, right? There was all this concern in the stock market, what might be, might there be a contagion, a crisis in Europe that spreads throughout the region, and this is going to have very deleterious economic effects and all these sorts of things. There's all this stuff that just happened in China, and now the Chinese government is going crazy trying to prop up their stock market, and this has real serious effects on global trade and your own economic prosperity.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you know,
there's a lot that you can do about it, but you can't do anything about it after it tanks. But you can do a lot before and prepare for it.
I'd stay the hell out of it, personally. Hey, Webkeys, I'm sorry, but we're short on time tonight. Call another night. We can talk further about that. By the way, speaking of Bitcoin, we got a new URL for our purse. It's saveatpurse.com. If you want to get signed up for purse and save 20% or more at Amazon by spending Bitcoin, you can now just go to saveatpurse.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, ChristopherCantwell.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter.
Nasacort Allergy 24 hours. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retailme.com.